NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
How'd they pull this off?
Boy, it was a very carefully choreographed operation. It started with an unmarked car from the ranch Wednesday night. White House aides are saying if you had seen that car pull out of the ranch, if you'd been sitting in front of the driveway of the ranch waiting for the president to come out, you'd have never known he was in this vehicle. About a 45-minute drive in that vehicle, which encountered traffic and everything else. From there, he had to literally sneak onto Air Force One, which is parked in Waco on the tarmac of a former airbase. He went up the back steps, not the main step. They flew to Washington. The story was that Air Force One, in case anybody saw it taking off, was flying back to Washington for maintenance. Once in Washington, they pulled Air Force One into this giant hangar where it's stored. And they're sitting there. In that hangar was that plane's twin, fueled up, ready to go. The president got on board there. They'd picked up some senior aides in Washington. They'd picked up just a very small handful of reporters. Everybody, the reporters anyway, had to turn in their cell phones and their pagers and any other kinds of devices like that that they had. And the president, as he got on the plane, kind of made a motion of holding a phone to his ear, and then with his other hand kind of slashed his throat, telling the reporters, no calls. They got on the plane, took off for Baghdad, and the word to reporters in the press cabin of the plane was, if this gets out while we're on our way over here, the plane does a U-turn and comes back to Washington and then back to Waco.
So who knew, who didn't know, and is anyone upset?
It was a very small circle of senior staff that knew. Andy Card, the chief of staff, Vice President Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, the national security advisor, Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of State, Colin Powell, and some others, his communications chief. But we're told that some of this Secret Service detail and those agents who were actually on duty to protect the president at the ranch didn't even know that he had left. So these agents do not like to have surprises pulled. Their superiors clearly knew, but there may be some things that have to be hashed out there as well in these coming days.
Well, he didn't land on an aircraft carrier this time.
No, that was back in May. That was when he landed on the USS Abraham Lincoln out in the Pacific to declare an end to major combat operations. That one was one big flag-waving victory party, complete with the mission accomplished sign that the White House has since tried to distance itself from. This one, again, the whole point was to be invisible till after the fact, and there's something about appearing before troops who are still out there facing serious risk every day that made it clearly calculated to be a more humble visit, perhaps because of the lesson learned from that USS Lincoln landing. That has been widely criticized as a big future Bush campaign commercial. This one certainly has political overtones. The White House says the reason to go is to thank the troops, but I'm sure the Bush-Cheney 04 campaign loves the pictures they've seen, and they're certainly thinking that this went off well and that a lot of people around the country today are probably saying, hey, that was a pretty gutsy move on the part of the president yesterday.
Well, others will be saying something else.
Indeed, and it really does in some ways send a mixed message. I mean, in one hand, the White House will say, hey, we didn't take any undue risk, that it does show that Baghdad is secure enough for the president to fly in on Air Force One to serve Turkey to the troops. But the other side of that is, look what they had to do to pull it off. Air Force One, no lights, all the window shades pulled, flying under another call signal other than its usual Air Force One, virtually in radio silence, landing in darkness on a darkened runway and in and out before anybody even knew he was there. Clearly a sign of how very dangerous Baghdad and Iraq still is.
So we're told he's in Texas now.
When's
he come back here?
A key word there is, yeah, we're told.
That's right.
Supposed to come back Sunday, but I'll give you a call when he actually lands.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.